Greeting everyone. Tonight is March 31st, corresponding to the 20th of Adar Hasheni. What I want to ask a question. I want to deal with an important theme that actually Rav Soloveitchik developed in many different places, which we're going to get to in a few minutes. And I want to actually relate it, if I may, to the idea of Pesach and the Purim. We know in this year we have a leap year, and we have two different Adars. So, anyone know why is it that we establish why the second Adar is the Adar that has Purim? Because one could argue, we have a concept in Halacha called Ein Mavirin Ola Mitzvot. We don't delay when you have a mitzvah, so why do we delay Purim? In theory, one could argue, Zrizim Magdimim, right? Do it with punctiliously, do it with a sense of urgency. Don't delay Purim. Why wouldn't you have Purim in Adar HaRishon? So is it really, what do you mean by, is it a Kedusha, is it a Kedusha of a Chodesh? Oh, the Gemara says, you know why? You want to be Somech Geula to Geula. They're not, the two Geulas, the two redemptions must be juxtaposed to each other. And therefore, even though it might violate another halachic precinct called we don't aim or even on mitzvah, we don't delay, nonetheless, we want to have Purim and Pesach come back to back. What do we see from here? That there's a nexus, there's a relationship between Pesach and between Purim. And that is perhaps what I wanted to discuss. Source number one is where the Gemara establishes the explanation of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who is Somech Geula to Geula, and that is in fact brought down in Halacha, that you're all familiar with, because we just had Purim last week. And that is the reason why Pesach and Purim are back-to-back, hence Purim is an Adar Hasheni. Next. If I were to ask you a question, are you allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, Matanot Le'Avyonim, and Purim Suda, the night of Purim? Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Purim at night? No, there's an inyan to have maybe an extra simcha at night. There's maybe, you know, there's a question that's asked. What happens if you give Matanot Le'Avyonim before and they use that food for the Suda the day of? Maybe you... But the Ikar of Purim is the daytime. Which Megillah reading is more important, night or day? Let's take a vote. How many people here think the night Megillah reading is more important? Raise your hand.
Yeah. I mean, you fasted all day in preparation for it.
And what about next year when we're not fasting? Well, next year, Purim's going to be on Sunday, so that means we fast Thursday.
I have this year last
year. Do we?
Yeah, about night or day.
I remember. Yeah, anyone else? Everyone else says when's the most important reading is the?
Day.
Is the daytime. All the mitzvot of Purim are during the day. So why is it that we read the Megillah at night? Source number two. Says Rishu ben Levi, Chayav Adam likratu to Megillah ba'alayla v'lishnota ba'yom. As it says, V'lokaya kra yomam v'lo ta'ane v'alayla v'ledom yali. Says Rishu ben Levi, I want to say Chiddush. Read the Megillah night and day. Now, Rashi says that maybe you can fulfill, this is crazy, you know you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat HaMegillah by learning Mishnayot during the day. He's a real, you know, real Prusker guy, right? Real Mishnagin. Forget it, right? Learn Mishnayot, learn Gemara, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat HaMegillah. The Gemara dismisses that and it says, no, you can't, you actually have to read the Megillah. Right? And it ends up quoting a pasuk, and the Gemara concludes, "Lamani yizemercha chaver v'loydom Hashem alakad ulamadaka." Read the Megillah at night and during the day. Wait a second, Rishu ben Levi, what are you telling me? Read the Megillah at night and during the day. The mitzvah of Megillah is only during the day. Look at source number four. It's a Mishnah. Kol hayom kasher lekriyat Megillah. You can read the Megillah during the day. Ain't current the Megillah of a little mild. I was at a bris this morning. I had a crazy morning. I had a baby naming at 6:20. Then I had a bris at 7 o'clock. And then I managed somehow to pick up and I made it to, you know, to U of T, actually not that time in. If you've ever been to a bris in the winter, you have to wait. You're not allowed to do a brit milah before sunrise, before Nates. So this time of year, it's at 6:56. But in the winter, as you know, it could be at 7:50, 7:53, 7:54. So you're going early in the minute, you're waiting around, you're twiddling your thumbs, waiting for it to be Netzach Hama. Why? Lo malin velo to, you're not allowed to do certain mitzvah at night. They can only during the day. Says source number 4, could only read Megillah at day. You can't read Megillah at night. How can Rabbi Shua ben Levi introduce this idea of reading Megillah at night? All the mitzvot of Purim are during the day. I want to offer, this is not my chiddush, I heard this from someone else, that there's different dimensions to create the Megillah. There's a night, and again, I could spend a lot of time on this, and there's nafkuminas lahalach. If you're interested, I have an addendum that I brought. If anyone wants to see nafkuminas lahalach, I can hand it out to you later. You can take a look at it, we can discuss it. But I want to focus on it now. I want to argue there's two dimensions to the Megillah. There's the kriya of takana tenevim, which says, hayamim, the day is an obligatory to perform the mitzvot of Purim. Yeshua ben Levi has a chiddush lahalacha. There's another reason why I read Megillah. It's not because of the Takana of Nevi'im to recall the story of Shushan Abira. And what is it? Take a look, please, at source number 5. The Zionist among you will be very familiar with this. Amar Abchia bar Avina Marishu ben Korcha. Umayim avdu lecherut amrinan shira. Mimita lechaim lekosh again. Yachi halonami. Neima. The Gemara says, how come we don't say Halal on Purim? Halal on Purim. We see that from Chaim to Mavet, we say Halal. How come we say Shira? How come we don't say Halal on Purim? L'fisha'in omrim Halal on Neis shebechutz aretz. The first answer is given, you don't say Halal on a miracle in chutz aretz. Right? Well, there are people who wanted to deduce from here, that for the creation of the state of Israel happened in Eretz Yisrael, we should say Halal. The Gemara says, second answer. Oh, the Gemara says, sorry, Yitzhak Mitzrayim de Neis B'chutz Aretz, Hachirinan Shira, but Yitzhak Mitzrayim happened, how can we say Shira? As it says, Ad Shalom Nichnu Yisrael Aretz, Huchshiru Kol Artzot Lamar Shira. Mishenichnu Yisrael Aretz, Huchshiru Kol Artzot Lamar Shira. The answer is what? You're right. They only began saying Shira when they actually entered Eretz Yisrael proper. Second answer, Rav Nachman, Kriata Zo Hilula. You know what the other reason is? Kriyat HaMegillah is Halal. Hear this? Kriyat HaMegillah is Halal. We don't say Halal, we don't need to. We have Kriyat HaMegillah. Rava says, third answer, Bishlama Hatam Halal of De Hashem V'lo of De Paro, Elahacha Halalu of De Hashem V'lo of De Achashverosh, Akate of De Achashverosh Anan. The third answer the Gemara gives, you know why we don't say Halal on Purim? Because when it came to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we're no longer slaves to Paro, but we're still slaves to Achashverosh. They were still under foreign dominion, hence they couldn't say halal. Again, this is another source for perhaps, since we no longer are under foreign dominion, we could say halal also in Yom HaZmet. The Gemara here says something which is very interesting. Kriyasa zu hilulasa. When Megillah is like halal. The Rambam says that's how we paskin. Source number 6. V'lo halal shachana bilvad hu medivrei sofrim ela kriyat halal lola medivrei sofrim. Shebechol yom shegomer him at halal v'shmona asor yom bashana mitzvah ligmor ben at halal v'eluhen. I skipped those words. There are 18 days a year we're obligated to finish halal. V'lo tignu halal b'purim shekriyat ha-megillah hi halal. You know why there's no halal on Purim? We say Megillah. Says the Meiri, you'll say you're in Alcatraz and you have no Megillah. What do? Say halal. Why? If halal is coming to replace Megillah, you don't have a Megillah, you say halal instead. And that's in fact what the Meiri says based on the Rambam in source number 6. What do we see from here? That there's a dimension of Megillah called halal. Why? Halal is a separate deen. Halal is not the same. The rabbis made a takana, read Megillah on Purim. Do you know why? Because we need, that's the takana to Nevi'im. Esther says, write it down. It should be repeated and learned and studied. What's this halal thing? There's a, explains by Benjamin Blech, well-known rabbi in New York. He said, there's two dinim in Megillah. Daytime Megillah has two dimensions. Dimension A, called Takana to Nevi'im, the fulfillment, and B, halal. The night of Purim has one dimension when you read Megillah, just halal. why. Meaning, we know that halacha creates a reality. Halacha is a manifestation of a reality. What is the reality that's being created? What is going on that there exists something a little bit at night? The nighttime of Purim that was added as this halal dimension. Shua ben Levi says, the money is a mercha chavod v'loedam. Why? I think in order, and that's why the Rambam in source number 8 says, there's another reason why we read the Megillah, and that's because of the Takanat HaNevi'im. Turn the page. Or second page. That's source number 11. Kriyat the Megillah bizmana mitzvah aseh medivrei sofrim, and it has to be done. When it comes to Pesach, what are the mitzvot that we have to fulfill? What are the mitzvot of Pesach? And when must we fulfill them? If I eat matzah on the second afternoon of Pesach, am I fulfilling a mitzvah? Okay. So it could be there's some type of mitzvah. It's based on a contradiction of psukim. That kol shiva, perhaps. There could be some type of kiyum. But when is the ikur mitzvah that everyone agrees with to eat matzah on Pesach? When is that?
First night.
Only the first night. Al make a bracha. Al achilat matzah.
The night of the day.
Night. Al achilat matzah. Nighttime. During the day, if you eat matzah, do you fulfill a mitzvah? Very good. Ilu mibod yom. What do we say? Vigarta lebincha ba bayomahu leimor. The rabbis learned, though, that all the mitzvot of Pesach are balayla. When's the obligation of Sipur Yitzas Mitzrayim? But what about if instead, and perhaps some of you, this is always a big issue, I get a lot of calls, people who've become religious, but their parents do Seder at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Very famous question. Happens all the time. Right? Many of you don't even realize it's a question because it never occurred to you. It happens to many people. Those of you have cousins or relatives or people who first become religious, and one of the first issues of Pesach, forget like kosher Pesach food, what about the Seder, right? Because the parents, anyways. You can't, how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach? First of all, the first day is even a bigger problem. That's the 14th, that's a bit. The mitzvah of Pesach are at night. That's very odd. But Erev Tochlum, all of a sudden, what are the mitzvah of Pesach? Let's go through this. What are we obligated to do? Is it 3 weeks tomorrow? 3 weeks tomorrow night. 3 weeks, Three weeks tomorrow night. What do we have to do? What are the mitzvot? What are the mitzvot doraita of Pesach night?
Matzah
and? Sibur. Those are the doraisas. What are the durabanans? Maror, let's say maror is durabanan. Okay, charas it's machloket. According to, arba kosot, halal. Because the Muslim doesn't count. That's doraita on any night. That's not special, unique to Pesach. Okay? So the Rabbanan we have Bizman Hazeh, Maror, Dalit Kosot, and Halal. Three Durabanans, two Doraitas, Bizman Hazeh. If you fulfill them on what will end up being Shabbos morning, you missed it. You missed the we see here that Pesach, the mitzvot of Pesach are night mitzvot, the mitzvot of Purim are fundamentally day mitzvot. And the question is why? What is the difference between day and between night? Rav Soloveitchik mentions. Amen. Rav Soloveitchik mentions a beautiful. Yeah, this is in many different places. Those of you who read the writings of the Rav, he talks about the difference between night and day. Many, it's in like 8 different places that gets referenced. And I want to show you in source number 12 one of those examples. And we're familiar with the nusach of Mariv and the nusach of Shacharit around Kriyat Shema. What's the bracha that we recite at night by Mariv? And by the way, we'll have Mariv after Shir. What do we say? What's the bracha? Hamariv Aravim, Avat Olam, Shema. What do we say after Nishol Gechememet, Vemunatcha Kozo Vekamalinu Nananav, Gal Yisrael, Hashkivenu, Chatzi Kaddish, Shun Esrei.
Baruch Hashem.
Right, okay. That's the order. What do we say in the morning? We say Yotzer Or Barei Choshech. We have the idea of Me'orot, light, celestial entities. which you don't have at all during Marv at night, right? You don't mention that at all. You're getting the similar idea of Torah in the Jewish people, right? That's okay, it's very similar, a little bit more expanded, right? But the major bracha that's missing, we have the emphasis on the day is Yotzer or Rubar Rechoshach, an emphasis on light. And then after you say Hashem Elokechem Emet, what do you say during the day? V'yatziv v'nachon v'kayam v'yash. But at night, it's v'munotcha kozot. Explain Rav Soloveitchik, number 12. This is what he said. Amar Rav Barchinin and Asavra Mishmei de Rav. Koshalo Amar Emet v'yatziv shacharit v'emet v'muna arvid lo yatza yedei chavato. You don't fulfill your obligation of Shema if you don't continue, and after you say Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet, if you don't say V'emunatcha Kol Zot, or if you don't say Yatziv Nachon, you don't fulfill your mitzvah. Why? Kotza Pasuk LaHagid BaBoker Chazdecha V'emunatcha BaLeilot. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the motif of day? And what is the motif of night? What is the theme?
Fear versus faith.
Fear versus faith. So I wouldn't go to some such an extreme of fear. Is this real fear? What's v'emunatcha balelot? What does that mean? There's a lot. It's dark. How am I able to get past the darkness? V'emunatcha balelot. I have faith. The better word is faithfulness. I have loyalty. I have confidence in you, God. It's dark outside. There's trepidation. There's fear factor. During the day, it's lahagid baboker chaz decha. Daytime is about chesed. What's the difference between chesed and emunah? What direction does each one look towards from a time perspective? Chesed is based on
person to person.
So it's person to person, but why does a person perform chesed? It's because you did something to me, I'm going to perform chesed back. Chesed, I like to argue, Rav Soloveitchik felt that chesed is something that you did in the past, that's why I'm doing something now. Chesed, it's kindness. Lagid baboker chazdecha. What was God's chesed? What did God do? Mimitzrayim kal tanu, veitavadim petit tanu, kol bochorem. God did something in the past. In this case, actually, believe it or not, it's Yetziat Mitzrayim. And therefore, chesed. Emunah is not about the past. Or it's not only about the past, but it's about the future. I have faith and confidence that even though it's dark today, tomorrow will be bright. Why? Perhaps something that happened in the past, but it gives me the ability to live and to be supported and to have confidence of tomorrow in the future. That is v'emunatcha balelot. Rav Soloveitchik said there's a difference between night mitzvot and day mitzvot. Day mitzvot are rooted in chesed. Brit Milah has to be done during the day. It's a mitzvah of chesed. God commanded us something in the past. We are continuing to remind ourselves of that brit right now. That's why we're fulfilling it. It's chesed. That perhaps is the idea of fundamentally the takanat hanaviim was what? Chesed. Why do we celebrate Purim? We're going to be lahashmi laharo gulabed. We weren't destroyed. Chesed. Thank you, God, for what you did in the past. But now listen to this. Comes Pesach, and the focus is on the night. Even though it mentions the day, everyone understands that all the mitzvot of Pesach are nighttime mitzvot. Let's go through this for a second. Let me give you What was that? Is that rain?
That's rain.
Legit. Wow. Let's go take a look. What is one of those famous mitzvot that we do at night? I'll give you a hint. It's source 14. Sfirat Omer is at night. What do we say by Sfirat Omer? We make a bracha, and all of a sudden, we're future oriented. Sfirat Omer is not just about recalling the past, but it's looking towards the future. B'yameinu. You know, a question was asked. Should you celebrate Pesach in Auschwitz, in Bergen-Belsen, in Majdanek? How could you celebrate a festival of freedom surrounded by barbed wire, surrounded in death and destruction? I believe source 16 is coming to answer that question. Source 16, which is quite famous, is the Nusach of the Haggadah. This is after the Dalet Shelo, the Dalet Kushiot, the four questions. We say, Avadim ha'yil par b'mitzrayim. God took us out. B'yad chazakah b'zronotiyah. But the question is, these five rabbis that were mentioned, Ma'aseh with Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Tarfon, they were in Bnei Brak, they were in Mesabri Zorah Koh Halayla, until their students came in the morning and said, Rabbi, time to get up, time to say Shema. How come they couldn't see the sunrise themselves? Where were they?
No windows.
There were no windows.
They were hiding.
They're hiding from the Romans. Roman persecution. Even though they were under Roman persecution, they still celebrated a Seder. They weren't free. They were in such dangerous situation, they had to hide in a bunker. They were anything. They're antithetical of freedom, yet they still celebrated the Pesach Seder. Why? Yeah?
Couldn't you say the same about the first Pesach then? But they weren't really free, because they were being pursued.
They were not pursued the first night. They do whatever they want them.
No,
what do you mean? They were in Egypt.
When they did the Dom Pesach,
they were still so they pursued. No one stopped.
Yeah, but when they did the Zemach Pesach, they were still.
They were again. They weren't working. They weren't working. But they were in Egypt. Yeah, but they were. They didn't have the same idea of, you know, like they were able to bring the Korban Pesach. No one stopped them. They're able to do. I'm sure many of you heard. These five, by the way, these are the only five Tanaim that celebrated Pesach. You know what it's like? Imagine the following. We have a minhag today to stay up all night, Shavuos. Imagine if I wrote a story that said these five rabbis stayed up all night to learn. Just those five? What about the hundreds of people that do it? The thousands of people that do it? Why would you write about these five? It appears there clearly was a stronger minhag in those days to stay up, which is unfortunate we don't do it today. We should. Stay up all night. The night of Pesach, and to discuss Sipur Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Raise the Meshubach, more than Miriam. Supposed to go all night, no question. For sure. More important to do it than Shavuot night. But why were these five rabbis singled out? Anyone know? Because these five rabbis, from a technical perspective, according to Chazal, were never enslaved. Do you know why? These five rabbis, three were Kohanim, one was a Levi, and one was a ger. According to Chazal, Sheva Levi were not persecuted. They weren't. And if he's a ger, of course they weren't persecuted. But they still celebrate the Pesach Seder. That's why I believe these five were singled out. To show, to demonstrate, it is not about physical slavery of the past. It's not about our situation right now, that we might be in Treblinka or Majdanek or Roman persecution or in Toronto. Because the Pesach is not about the past, it's about the future. It's ve'emunatcha b'leilot. And that's why this section is found here in the Haggadah. By the way, you know, Seder, you know how the Seder works, the structure of the Seder? It's a play on words. We think the word Seder means the order of the night. That's not what it means. Of course it's what it means. It's not what it really means. The structure of the Seder is about not saying that there's a Seder to tonight of 15 stages. It's about saying there's a Seder of history. It's the Jew says the night of Pesach, I don't care where I am or what's going on, there's Seder to a world of chaos. There's order, there's a prime mover, a shaker, there's an entity that's controlling something about history, that's moving us in a direction. That's what we say, and that's why it's ve'emunatcha b'leilot at Pesach. And so at the end of the Seder, when maybe we've had a little bit to drink, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And we start talking about like goats and like cows, not cows, and dogs and cats and oxen and like a, that, you know what that's referring to? Of course, it's the Jewish people who are purchased Our Father acquired us with two zuzim, and the nations of the world are pursuing us, and at the end of the day, God's going to destroy all the nations of the world, v'akadosh baruch hu, and at the end of the day, it's going to be Hashem echad u'shmo echad. That's futuristic. That's called nirtza. That's the future. The Pesach Seder is about the future. That's why. But think about what's a Seder, what's the structure of the Seder? I was just going to tangent, but it's worthwhile highlighting. We start with discussing the past. We then stop in Halal in the middle when it, we just say Halal Amitri, because it's about the past. Then we, what? Then we get to what? Eating. There's nothing more about today and the now and in the moment than food.
We also say right now,
but right now I need to be right as if I left Egypt. We talk about it now. So we go from the past to now. Eating is in the middle of the Seder because it's part of the experience. It represents the Hoveh. And at the end of the Seder, it's the future. And it culminates in Shana B'Mushalayim. That's where we get into Adirhu, Yivne Beit HaBekarov, and of course, Chag Gadiah. So that's the, we demonstrate at the night of Pesach, there's a Seder to the world, not just to, we are now going through the 15 stages. It's not about that. It's about recognizing God in history. It's about appreciating it and looking to that future moment. That is what the night mitzvah entails. There's a so Purim then fundamentally is really about the daytime. Yeshua ben Levi also said no. Purim is not just a dimension of the past. Purim has a little bit. The night of Purim deals with the future, the almost this halal of the future, of the tomorrow. There'll be other types of Achashverosh who are going to perhaps try to control us and dominate us. They're also going to be unsuccessful. And just like God saved us from Achashverosh and Haman, He will do so today and will do so in the future. That was the added dimension of nighttime by Purim. That's a little bit Pesachish. But fundamentally, though, Purim is about the day. Purim is about thanking God for saving us and therefore obligating us in the mitzvot of the daytime, which have those dimensions, which are the chesed, emet, v'yatzi, v'nachan, v'kayam, v'yashar. As opposed to nighttime, which is about emunatcha balelot. And that's why, by the way, just again, halacha is a manifestation of this reality. When is more important to be somach ge'ulat tefillah? Nighttime or day? When must you go from Shema, Gal Yisrael, to the Amidah? No breaks. Only in the morning. At nighttime, Chatzi Kaddish. Nighttime, if you're late for Shul, you could just say the Amidah, say Shema Leit. Can't do that by the morning. Why? Because the daytime obligation is all about Geula, redemption to Tefillah, which is about today, prayer for today. Moshe Enki, in the nighttime of Arvid, it's not tethered. The Geula Tefillah is important, but it doesn't have that same connection to it. And therefore, it can be severed. And there are other conditions. It's important to recognize that halacha is a manifestation of often a theological, philosophical reality. Okay, to conclude. I didn't mention it, but I'm not going to go through it now. If you take a look at the end of 16, that's what Elazar ben Azariah says. By the way, he says he's 70 years old. I don't know if he was 70 years old, but I know one thing about 70. 70 is a very important number. What does 70 mean? 70 of the years between Bai Rishon and Bai Sheni. Right? That's what he's referring to here. 70 is about Geula, it's about redemption, it's about the next. That's why it's here. And he's talking about Yom Tzidcha, Ko Yimechayacha, Mechayacha Hale. Again, he's focusing on the Chiddush that Pesach takes place at night. What I think we see from here, of Purim and from Pesach, is we have these two different dimensions of human existence. That a human being fundamentally sees himself and herself in a daily awareness and consciousness of life around them. But the moment the sun goes down and it gets dark outside, there's an existential reality that gets created. Right? Who are we? What am I here for? What's my purpose? It's dark outside. I'm scared. Judaism says both times of the day create a sense of a different mood and how we relate to people and God around us. We look at people during the daytime as opportunities of chesed. At daytime is lahagid baboker chazdecha, looking at the kindness, the goodness, because there's light. But the challenge is also, and there's a challenge to that reality, is that there's no atheist in a foxhole. That when times are good and it's light and it's bright and it's chesed, many people often forget God. Right? Kochi v'etzem yadi, life is good because of me. I worked hard, I studied, I did well, I'm successful. Daytime. There's a second reality. And by the way, that's also true when it comes to Judaism. It's easy to be a Jew when life is easy, when there's kosher pizza on every block, when there's other Jews with you wherever you go, where there's minyan down the road, where there's food and friends and schools, that's easy. But there's this other dimension, and that's the night. Nighttime is when things were dark. We don't have the same opportunities. When maybe you're not in yeshiva or seminary, and you can't just roll out of bed to minyan school, fill in the blank. When perhaps it's more difficult, it's challenging to do the right thing, because no one else is doing the right thing, or there's no one around you to help you do the right thing. That's where... And by the way, in the historical world, where you have the United Nations, who are always condemning Israel, and it looks as if things are dim and grim, and we have no friends, and we're isolated. Yeah, we don't have Stephen Harper anymore, right? But the night, the Jew can never give up hope. And that's why we say, of course, the Shana Haba Yerushalayim. No matter how difficult things are, we have to recognize the Emunat HaBalelot. But the Emunat HaBalelot isn't just we have confidence in God, we have to have confidence in ourselves. That's what Modani Lefanecha is, right? How great is Rabba Munatecha? How great is God's confidence in us? That's why we're waking up. And God needs to have confidence in us because we're here for something very significant. So even when things are difficult and challenging, we have to remind ourselves, tomorrow can be better than today. It's Vemunatcha Balelot. That's the Mariv. That's the nighttime prayer service. And that's the sometimes what it means to be a committed, thoughtful, and sensitive Jew, even when it's difficult. Not just when it's easy. I think perhaps these are the two different realities that we often face, and sometimes it's a combination of both. Like it's like Shkia, right? Or it's like after Mura Shacha, it's a daytime, is it nighttime? Right? Benish Masha, right? And you need a little bit of this, a little bit of that. In Thornhill, it's sunny. But anyways, we should be zocher, ladies and gentlemen. We should celebrate many different Purims and Pesachs together, individually, with our families, of simcha and enjoyment of what it means, really, to be able to have emunatcha balelot, and of course, the hagid baboger chazdecha through simcha of a mitzvah, and through simcha of so many people coming out to learn Torah during a couple of days before exams, to be a tremendous zechut for us and our families. Thank you.